Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I'm here today, against all odds, with my favorites and yours. It's Keith Malley and it's Hemda. Welcome to the show.
I am a favorite. You said it.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, I would say today is now. We're doing it. We're recording it.
Mm-hmm.
We just started.
Right.
I just welcomed you.
Thank you.
Check.
Mm-hmm. And so that's a recap so far.
Okay.
We're getting meta.
How's everybody feeling this evening?
Let's start with you.
Oh, I feel good. I'm back to being not as sick anymore.
Okay.
So I had a little dip. I had a problem with the thyroid. I had a problem, this and that, but now I'm back on track. So I've been able to get off a couple of other medications and I feel good. I've been hitting the gym. I'm basically a weightlifter now, Olympic caliber weightlifter.
Oh. I thought I said something different.
The leukemia lifter.
Yeah.
So you're done being a drama queen.
Yep.
Okay.
Cause that's
it was a tough phase. But yeah. All right, you're good.
No, I know. A lot of people were like, oh my God, yeah. With this. Come on. Week after week. Week after week with the cancer. And I said, I know. You're telling me, bud.
Yeah. It's my story. Annoying. I have to live it. Yeah.
All right. So how about you guys?
Well, I'm good
health,
now.
Wealth.
I'm good now. My therapist says this isn't healthy, but if Bianca's good, I'm good.
What's not healthy?
To feel that way, but I think it's nice, and I feel good.
I'm bleeding to death, but it's normal. So
got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
I got it, too. Ugh.
You got it bad.
I got it bad.
There was a lot of fallout from my disclosure last episode about all the blowjobs I've been giving around town in my boring life. And some people thought I was lying, I guess. Like Rod and Karen.
I don't know. It seems on brand.
But I think that's why would I lie?
People are saying Newsy sucks cock here to the Mississippi River. And I'm talking both ends. Now it seems that you are trying to act like you have a cool lifestyle like that as well. That's what the word on the street is.
Yeah, they think I'm faking.
Right.
So, well, you know, people can think what they want. Yeah,
but you're here to say I live an exciting life like Newsy. Don't think about it that way. It's just also exciting.
Really exciting.
Dumps on the chest, guns in weird places. All a bunch of shit's going on with you. Just fine. Just fine. Don't surprise call me. I might be gargling piss.
Yes, for sure.
Right.
Definitely gargling piss. That's one of my main gargles,
right.
Medicinally. because I believe in sort of like more homeopathic
approach.
So, so things have been pretty boring. I actually went on a helicopter to Montauk. I got flown out there by a guy who is married to my sister.
Okay.
And she doesn't know.
Right.
You know, you had a sister. Look at that.
She won't peg him.
Right.
And so he said, you know, like, this is what I actually really need. And rather than be forthcoming with the people in my life, I think I'd rather spend a lot of money to sort of just airdrop you in.
Right.
You know, you can bring your own strap on. You can use the one that is here.
That's exciting.
Either way, you have to wear two at one time, he said. And then he hops to and fro. Upon.
They're on upon. They're coming out your front and coming out your back.
Yes. Everything Everywhere All at Once style. Okay. And so it's him, and it's actually his brother's wife as well, who is, I'm spinning. So picture me, right. I'm standing. I have one on the front, one on the back. They are on, they're connected
via them.
Their buttholes. Right. Yeah. And I have to spin in time with this ancient Ayurvedic drumming.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The human centipede had like an easier time than what this sounds like.
Well, it's all the weightlifting I've been doing, you know, right. to be strong for this side of my boring life.
Sounds like a whole show, you know what I mean?
Yes. So it is, we are sponsored by Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And that's another thing I want to say. Today's episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by Cirque du Soleil, aka the Circus of the Sun. And they're really happy to bring us contortionists and, you know, other people who are doing flying around on like a ribbon, say.
Yeah,
but this time the theme is butt stuff.
Right. That should be like the Mets theme one year.
Butt stuff?
The Met
gala.
Gala. butt stuff, whatever you think that means. And they turn you away if you come in all
open
white.
Open to interpretation.
That's what art is.
Oh, well, don't tell that to Keith when he watches the movie Men.
Thank you. Tell me something. How about that? That's what I pay you for. I don't pay for I interpret. Yeah. We did interpret in school. Get the fuck out of here. Please.
We got to get to work.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's just my update with the dicks. Like, the action of the helicopter sort of mimics the way that I swirl when I'm wearing the dildos. It's like propeller.
Right. No, I picture that.
And then with like the circus aspect, we are, you know, aiming to lift off.
What's the most dicks you've had on or in your body at once?
Like a baker's dozen.
Gotta be nine.
Nine?
Gotta be nine.
A lot of double parking.
Gotta be nine. Yeah. Hold on. Let me count. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be nine.
Okay. All right.
Nine for the most. Fewest?
Yeah.
Gotta be eight.
Four. Eight.
So yeah, we have to talk about the show now that we've gotten that out of the way.
Yes.
Boring update alert. Okay. Episode 3,546. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Somebody's trying to get into the building.
It's a boring alert. Somebody's, they heard it. And then it actually happens.
Sounds like a party, yeah.
She's letting them in without checking who it is.
The show's got to go on. I get it. You're talking to the right person.
Everybody's getting packages delivered all the time. And this teenager.
Upstairs, yeah.
He's always having friends over when his parents are not home.
Oh, parents are at home. He's having friends over. Mm-hmm. Dirty dog.
Seriously. It's a lot.
How old is he?
16.
How old?
16.
16. Okay. I mean, it's got to only be one of them, but okay.
He's a 60-year-old teenager.
Okay. However you identify nowadays, am I wrong?
I'm a middle-aged identified teen. Episode 3,546.
Yes.
The title is Snoop Doggin'.
And this title, that's clever.
I was so proud of it.
I didn't get it at first, and then I got it, and I'm like, okay, clever.
Snooping in the phone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
And you're a dirty dog. Now, We got an email, a listener mail from Melanie. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize until I read the forums, it's Melanie spelled like felony, which is so cool.
Interesting. She didn't have a choice.
Literally the best way I could think of to spell Melanie. Right. So shout out to Melanie.
Do you know my friend, Fistamina? Hey, what are we doing, Melanie? Yeah, you're giving yourself away.
Melanie. And the email is exciting. We heard from Melanie. Oh, I was, and then he turned his phone upside down, you know? Mm-hmm. When I heard her say, so me and my boyfriend have been together for a year, that's when I knew he was cheating.
Yeah.
What? Stop it. Really?
Before she said anything about the text.
Why?
Because, you know, as Keith once famously said, it's never blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
If you're writing about your boyfriend.
You're not writing in to say he's the most loyal. I just wanted to let everybody know.
It's been a year, but it feels good. Is it okay to spread the love here?
We're so happy together.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Damn. And I don't know. It's maybe because it's happened to me, but like if anybody flips their phone when a text comes in, I mean.
So you've never flipped it because it's like, oh shit, I shouldn't have that. I don't want
to. I go like this. And if for the listener, I'm holding it in front of my face going like, oh, okay. And then I put it away. So everyone knows it's like, I'm looking at it and now I'm putting it away.
I go, and I grab it and throw it.
And I also have the thing on where you can read the whole text as soon as the text pops up.
Right.
Me too, yeah.
So, what am I hiding? Nothing.
Nothing. I came out and said, I'll take 8-9 dicks at a time. You know, I'll tell you what I'm about just to ask.
9 at the most, 8 right. at the least. So, right. to balance.
You know what? You know what we should do? Okay. So when you want to get married, you have to go to a government building and get permission and pay for that permission. And then you have a certificate, right? Mm-hmm. What about if you want that certificate, you have to have evidence that you have swapped phones for a week. Each of you hold each other's phones. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if you're still cool, go ahead and get married.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't be cool with that because Kyle would keep tweeting things under my name. And, it's, you know, a week goes by, you're like, I guess they're getting married, you know. Because this is weird shit.
I know. I just think if you feel the need to do that, then it means you shouldn't get married.
Right.
Like, there are so many things in my estimation that are sort of like signs you shouldn't get married, which is pretty much anything at all. unless you already own property together or have children, then I don't really see the need for it on a level. And that's just me being real, okay? Mm-hmm. But I do love, and
yeah,
you Keith loves Casablanca, which is a surprise to me, but I've never seen it. So,
oh, I'm surprised at that.
But I've seen Gilmore Girls so many times that I feel like I've seen it. Remember it the does, movie night episode, Hamda?
It does take up time. Now, you know what it is? I have to rewatch that movie night because every time people have talked about Casablanca, it just kind of want, 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 want. But now that I know what characters they're talking about, I gotta say, ever since I watched Casablanca, I'm like, every other fucking movie talks about Casablanca. Mm-hmm. And now I get it.
Mm-hmm. What it's made you finally see it? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
I know at Regal, where you first time you saw Everything Everywhere, they do their kind of like, I don't know, whatever their movie pass is or something I think they were selling. And everybody's doing all these lines for movies as they're getting into the theater. And then the
cocaine?
And then the usher says, this looks like the start of a beautiful friendship. I wonder if that was something.
No, because I did not go to the movie theater in time to see any of the commercials.
Oh, okay.
Thank did you asking. Go to the movie theater in Paris?
Maybe in my head because I was on edibles.
Okay. I saw Everything Everywhere All at Once.
And?
Since we last spoke.
It'd be so funny. Really, she goes, hated it.
I liked it a lot.
She goes, I don't even get what somebody could smile at.
I thought it was great.
Did you see it in the theater? I found out that you can buy it now for $20 and stream it.
I saw it in the theater. It was my first movie back since 2020.
Wow.
And I remember the last movie I saw in the theater before the pandemic was the first Downton Abbey movie that came out.
See, you never know when your last time is, so make it good.
I know. And I saw it by myself, which also ties into what you all talked about last week, you know, doing things by yourself, mostly with Shalewa, you talked about that. But I remember so specifically it was one of the movie theaters with like food and waitresses and waiters and wait staff.
Downton Abbey. You're like, I'm Downton Abbey over here.
Yeah. So I think she said something to me like, is it just you? You know, like that. And I was like, come on. I was like, give me a break. It's Downton Abbey. You don't have to ask it like that.
Right.
Like I said that to her, trying to make her laugh. And she was not. She didn't think it was funny. She didn't get it. She was like, I literally just need to know if it's just you.
Right. So that I can put down and pick up silver and plates next to you and do it obnoxiously. Okay. Just you then. Okay, let me just, you'll need one plate for bread, not two, just you, and I think I got everything, and just you, okay.
One of my favorite things about those movie theaters with food is the, like, fake running crouch that they do.
Yes!
Where, like, they're pretending like they're doing it, but they're not doing it. It's, like, just walk normal.
Right.
Like, yep. I feel so guilty as a patron that, like, you're encouraged to do this shrinky, sneaky walk.
Right.
But you can't live your life like that. You can't wait on tables like that. Like, this is dehumanizing. Right. Just stand up.
I
go by faster.
I stand up, I go fast, and I go, I recognize my speed. It's fast. Doesn't matter that I don't have to pretend there's a helicopter blade above me.
Yeah, just quick, efficient. No more show. Like, you're being so showy about the fact that you're sneaking, hiding, walking.
Yeah, like, just put the
more distracting.
Put the food down, turn around, hunched over, and just wipe your brow. Another one done.
Dinky-dinky, tiptoeing.
Do you hear a bunch of bells in the background? Like, food's up?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's good.
No bells. No bells, no whistles. It was kind of, speaking of that movie, though, and your experience, I did have to pee. And I didn't go, obviously, because I'm not a monster, but I did. I was thinking about it the whole time.
Oh, no. Is that what made you cry?
I didn't cry, actually, but I was
dying, you might have heard. So they didn't really say anything so crazy. I got bigger problems.
No, I was watching it with you in mind, Hemda, and I was like, I see why she was crying.
You see why?
And you too, Keith. I was like, yeah, no, makes total sense.
Of course.
So that was that.
Well, finally, I can admit I didn't really cry, finally.
That warmed my heart, for real.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why you thought I cried and why you thought Keith cried?
Well, just, you know, the experience of...
Going to the movies for Hemda, period.
Well, number one...
It's so big, it's offensive.
Number one, Keith has said it before. He'll say it again. I'll say it now. The power of the silver screen.
I appreciate number the power. One. Yeah.
But also just the idea of, you know, being so lost as a young person because your parent, you don't feel seen by your parent and you don't feel accepted by your parent and you feel like they're just distracted to the point where you turn toward the void and you say, nothing really matters. Anyone can see.
What's the void? Lesbianism or?
The bagel.
Okay. I got it. We're talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is that why I cried or Keith cried or both?
I think both.
Okay.
I mean, I felt
I hated the mom. I didn't give a fuck.
Okay, so why did you cry?
Because the rocks were talking. It's a different version of the mom. And that one I respect.
Oh, okay. So when it was rocks, it was different than when it was just the human mom.
Then why did they have rocks if it wasn't different?
Okay. No, I accept that. Sure.
That's your whole answer. I cried because of rocks.
And I cried because of the husband. He was so cute. He had to live with that animal.
With the mom?
Okay.
Or the daughter?
Nah, I wouldn't say a daughter's an animal. You don't say pig or anything like that.
What was wrong with the daughter?
Nothing. I like the daughter. It's the mom that...
You can't have it both ways. Either you cried at the movie or you did it.
Oh, I cried, but I don't care about the mom. I like the husband better.
So what made you cry?
When he was saying, don't lash out, especially when you don't know what's going on. I'm not sure why, but that made me cry.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Got it. Well, I'm emotionally intelligent enough to admit when I'm wrong, Keith.
I'm emotionally intelligent enough to have cried because I can see all the colors.
Isn't that something?
Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't cry, but I thought, wow, isn't that nice when, you know, finally somebody sees you? And isn't it sometimes hard when they never do?
Yeah. I don't think you really got it.
Okay. That must be it. I was too busy paying attention to the rocks.
I was able to take a nice pee when I wanted, and I came back, and I can be full of my emotion. Your emotion was like, stay in. So I was a little more, you know, available.
I was very emotional at the hot dog finger.
I hated
universe
that
because I hated it so much.
I hated it.
Oh, that's funny.
that would have made me cry because I truly hated it. Thought it was disgusting.
I thought it was so disgusting. It's not practical. It's not. It's disgusting.
Well,
and they
they
of course
do everything with their feet.
Sure, and they keep going back to us like, I get it already.
It was so gross.
It's disgusting.
You also talked in this episode about how, Keith, you have this like uncanny ability to compare things like Casablanca versus strawberries.
Yes.
Go.
Casablanca.
Casablanca.
Strawberries. I'll play too. Go ahead.
Well, you lost. I just gave the answer.
No, she's comparing it.
Yeah, she's wrong.
I picked strawberries. Do you want to watch Casablanca instead of eating strawberries right now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But you just did Casablanca. That's like you eat the strawberries, and I go Casablanca strawberries, and I go, you just had strawberries though. So, like, what are we talking about, Hinda? Come on.
Casablanca or a fresh notebook?
I don't really appreciate notebooks like people do. Casablanca.
Okay. Okay. We still have to beat Casablanca. Okay.
I'd take strawberries over a fresh notebook.
That's
but I'm a loose paper guy, in all fairness.
That's good info.
Yeah.
Okay. Casablanca versus a plastic bag, a.k.a. attaché case.
Plastic bags.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Keith, what's happening to you now that the plastic bags are not being given out?
Oh, that's funny. Let me tell you what's happening to me, Henda. Let me tell you what's happening to me, Bianca.
I've sent a tone.
I've saved all my plastic bags.
To save the earth?
So that I have plastic bags, but sure.
That's how many plastic bags you have? It's been over a year where we don't get new plastic bags.
Don't you feel a change in the weather? So I got these bags. Kyle likes to clean up. And then as a favor, so I don't have too much clutter, she takes like 10 plastic bags with the hand. I'm like, you don't have to do me this favor, though. In fact, you could take the shitty bags, which are the ones we ironically have to pay for now. You could take that. It's interesting you're not taking those. You're just taking the good ones, which means plastic, and running with them. That's what I notice happening, Hemda. So you could still get them once in a while from a bodega, and I tried to save them. But, you know, your lover takes them, and what are you going to do?
Plastic bag versus guitar on a wall.
Plastic bag. Plastic bag. Okay. I'm still planning on moving that guitar. Would it be obnoxious? I was thinking about putting... I have the flags that were flown in our honor during military things. And would that be obnoxious to be right here behind me? As opposed to if it was a live studio, it could be anywhere. But to put it where the guitar is that somehow obnoxious?
Let me ask you this. You notice how many times people ask you about the guitar, right?
Right.
They will ask you just as many times about that flag.
They won't, though. They won't, though, because they like to laugh at the guitar. Nobody's going to laugh at this flag.
Well, with the state that the U.S. is in, they might want to laugh at something. Like, oh, look at you. You're proud.
Yeah, but then I could show what battle it was. You know, it's all written there.
I think we learned from a brother, Andrew Warner's podcast, that the things that people put up on their wall are the things that they want to be asked about. Do you want to be asked about the flag?
I don't want to be asked about the guitar, so tell them to look into... I don't want to ask about a blank wall, you know. I got to figure out something.
I have an idea. Just put the guitar upside down. That way you can only see the frets.
Yeah, and that means it's in distress. It's not being played.
No, but it's sort of like when you put a cross upside down and it's like really bad, bad boy stuff.
And they'll be like, what's with your guitar? And I'll be like.
Yeah, exactly.
That was scary.
I didn't like it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Speaking of comparing things, here's a game that a friend of mine invented that I think would be fun in this vein. It's called Nice versus Not Nice. Fresh versus not fresh.
Okay.
So anything at all, you decide whether it's nice, not nice, and fresh or not fresh.
Is this the same person that described faces?
That was mine. That was mine. Pointy, weird, round, plain, which is a finely honed system of many years. But nice, not nice, fresh, not fresh.
Okay.
Give me one and I'll tell you.
What? Is this a person, a thing, anything?
Anything.
The feeling of sadness.
Not nice, not fresh.
But fresh. Oh, okay.
not fresh. Now, here's where my hang up is. What's the fresh part mean, first off?
It's open to interpretation.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're doing art, Keith, please.
Give me another. I'll tell you.
Computers.
Not nice, fresh.
Mm.
Being on time.
Nice, fresh.
Okay. Taking showers daily.
Not nice, fresh.
Not nice. Definitely fresh, yeah.
It's got to be fresh.
Sleeveless shirts.
Not nice, not fresh.
It's the tone that gives things away, too.
Interesting. Yeah. Plastic bags from the supermarket, old school style.
But you don't have any, and it wouldn't be nice if you take them from me.
Not nice, but fresh. You know, there's a Mexican restaurant in my neighborhood, and this is my final thoughts on plastic bags, that gives a really beautiful, sturdy plastic bag with a to-go order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a totally transparent, thick, high quality clear plastic bag, and it fits perfectly in my bathroom trash can. And so sometimes I just go and get that food so that I will have the perfect bathroom trash can trash
that's
bag.
When you know it's time to order food out, you take out the garbage in the in the bathroom and you're like, I get a treat today.
Yeah. And then I have
now if some somebody's spares. In your bathroom sorry if somebody's in your bathroom Well, keeping in mind you have spares. If somebody's in your bathroom, they throw in a tissue. They leave. Do you take it out so that you got a nice, clean, fresh bag? Yeah, right? You take it out, each tissue and Q-tip. Nice.
And I don't throw anything away in there. Sure. I walk to the kitchen and I throw it all away in there. So I don't really need the any of this.
Right.
But. Well, you're saving a lot of money. This way you only have to eat out like every 6 months or something.
Yeah, well, it's pretty, pretty tasty. Okay, the poll for this episode was about the cheetah.
Yes.
The Melanie felony.
Do you think Melanie's partner is cheating was the poll. This was before she admitted that. Yes, indeedly doodly. 64% say yes, he's cheating. 26% say no, I'm an idiot.
Bianca, I assume you said yes, because earlier, as soon as he switched the phone around, you said yes.
Yeah, I mean, to quote Keith, it's never blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. You know, the devil doesn't need your help advocating for himself.
That's right. Thank you.
He's fine. Without your help.
He'll be okay. Evil. He's been doing it for a while.
He's actually quite good.
He's probably the best at it.
He was hired by God. I mean, that's got to be great.
He was born to do that job.
Yeah.
Right. Literally.
Moving on.
Yes.
Episode 3547. Oh. Shout out to my ex. Now, this title, so cryptic, so strange. Mm-hmm. Where did that?
If you had to guess, what would you think?
Just maybe certain people in the past who have not been faithful, and just giving them a quick hello in the feed if they check the feed.
You know what? That's a fun bonus.
Yeah,
it really was as simple as she subscribed him to Keith and the Girl after she threw this guy's phone out. And it was going to be, at first, kind of this thought, shout out to Justin.
And, oh, my God.
And then I saw there's a song called Shout Out to My Ex. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of like that. And you know what? In the back of my head, as a little bonus, if that confuses somebody, that'd be fun, too. But that was just a bonus. I thought Shout Out to My Ex was just a little better than Justin.
Yeah, Justin sucks. Right. So we don't name him.
You don't earn it. Right.
The follow-up, the immediate follow-up, I mean, what a blessing, what a gift. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also to hear somebody who immediately took your advice and ran with it, you know?
Right.
Even if it does mean sneaking around with your... whoever's phone, which I don't think I would have done at this point in my life. Maybe at an earlier time in my life, I might have.
But sometimes you gotta. Sometimes you gotta think like the killer.
I would have said.
What would you have done?
I would have said, "Why'd you flip your phone over so fast?" Right. The other day, I saw the name Carol.
And then, if you would have been like,
smack.
I don't know. I have a friend named Carol. What's the big deal?
It's a big fucking deal. I got to go. I don't have time to talk right now.
I would say, okay, well, thanks. Bye. I'll never see you again.
Really? Are you capable of doing that? Like not having the hard evidence and assuming that you're right and just going with it? And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. Good on you.
No, I just think at this point, you know, I feel like I've lived enough to know that if somebody's doing that, I don't want to deal with them anymore. Right. You know, like,
right.
That's just like, what are we doing? You know, if I'm having the thought of like, oh, I wonder what he's looking at on his phone, then we're already doomed. Unless I'm like, hey, I have a absolute, you know, trauma response when people hide their phones, like from previous experience. I just really need reassurance that I have nothing to worry about or, you know, just something. Cause I know that I'll be like, well, that's a cheater.
Yeah. And even that's a different conversation. Like, hey, this might be from like an old trauma, but I want to ask you anyway. And I think if somebody asked me like that, I would never be like, so you just don't trust me.
Right.
Like,
and like,
if somebody dismisses you as like, what it's, Carol, like a girl I know. It's like, okay, then that's a sociopath. Like somebody who wouldn't be like, oh my God, no. Oh my God, this girl from work and she was asking me about the report and you know.
Let me show it to you if you want.
Yeah,
if
that, she's, She's yeah. so annoying, and she's way uglier no, than you.
Don't add. See, this is the problem. Please don't add. She's so annoying. That's so annoying because I know that that's part of it is be like, she's so gross. And it's like, why would you find this person gross? Like, why did you need to add that extra? She's
no,
gross?
I agree. I was a poor choice of words. I think I meant just like have something to say about her that's specific. Right. Like, oh, that's Carol from work. You know, the one with the 5-year-old who had a SpongeBob birthday party, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, Carol with the SpongeBob.
Yeah, and I'd be like, gross, right? Like, I mean, just she surprise spits on your cock, and it's like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, I've been single for a long time, so I could be just talking out my ass, and I wouldn't have the cajones to say any of this. I don't know. Who knows? If I like you enough, you could probably cheat on me with half of Manhattan. I honestly don't know at this point.
I don't know, and I barely leave my house now. It's a free-for-all for you.
It's like, if I'm not doing helicopter dick, then for me, it's more transactional. So Melanie throws his clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, she sees his polos and Timbos, which I love. And Hemda, you had your period, so that and that. Well, you had PMS, and now you have your period. So the cycle continues.
It really does every fucking month. It really fucking does. I'm considering like getting on some meds just for during the PMS time.
Yeah, that was recommended to me a long time ago. But did you know that I went through menopause with my whole ordeal?
No, like, but through it and then you're not going to get your period anymore?
Never again.
Wow. How's that feel?
It's been years since I've gotten it.
Oh, I guess I have not heard it. When didn't you get it? Because of cancer?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Years indeed, yeah.
So it's been... And before that, I was on birth control, so I hardly got it. But yeah, I haven't gotten it in at least 2 years.
Is it odd to say? Do you miss it because it you didn't take the option, it was made for you.
It's definitely odd, especially like you know, because I remember it well, you know, and I know how it does affect like the whole week and the whole month and like your whole conception of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it is convenient to not have it, I guess, but sometimes it's a little weird to be like, oh yeah, that's actually missing from my experience now.
Can people it's get odd. Pregnant in menopause?
No.
No. All right. Is that concern you or bum you out or anything? Or who cares?
Yeah, it's been a grieving process for sure to know that I can't make children in my body.
Did you have names picked out?
Yeah, I did.
What's the best name?
I like the name Luna, and I would call her Lou. Oh, I only picked girls' names, or name her Bianca Jr. I think that would be fun.
That'd be great.
That's cool. Yeah.
I like the name Olive.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not as much anymore, but
right. But at the time, it was like you'll be like all of you, right? You had a whole thing, yeah.
And then boys' names, I feel like you can really only name a boy like Leo or like Matt, and that's you can't like
not many options.
You can't do like double helix man, right. You know. Girls can have, I mean, not that. Gender is a social construct. Anyway, I'd probably
Well, women can do anything. We know that.
The kid after an airplane. But then Grimes and Elon Musk did that first. So anyway, glad I don't have to worry about it.
Me too, because I was going to name my kid Top Gun. So it's probably best that I just continue my life.
Top Gun 2.
That's the second kid.
That's his brother.
And the teacher's like, do I know your brother from, like, do you? He's Tom Gunn. Do you?
Every time they ask, they high five up and down, yeah. And that's a yes.
You all got another letter from a Lucy, mm-hmm. another great name. Should I go to Arkansas for Christmas with my boyfriend to visit his family? I don't want to.
I don't want
well,
to.
You got your answer right there, Lucy. Maybe save the cost of ink on that email. I don't want to, Keith and him, to read it. You don't want to. Done.
Would you go? Do you think you would go?
I mean, I think if I was in love with somebody, I would go. Just if they wanted to go, if they were like, oh, Chris, you know, I don't know. I'm close with my family. So it's like, yeah, it's fun to be with my family. Like, maybe it's fun to be with your
family.
Well,
I would go to your family's. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Arkansas or not, I'd visit your family.
That's another thing is like, what does your family have to offer? Because my family is really fun over the holidays. So I don't know if I'd want to miss it. Maybe we could go the next week or something.
Mm.
Pressure's off. Holiday's over. It's just a visit.
I think like you're right about that. Like if I loved someone and they just wanted me to do this thing, if it was a regular, if it was like, look, Christmas is really important in my family and, you know, you were raised Jewish anyway, so why can't we spend every Christmas? Then I'd be like, that's a different world where mm-hmm. every year I'm scheduled to go to Arkansas to your family who is very conservative and probably says weird shit. That's not something I'm putting in my schedule for life.
Right.
It's also hard. It's hard to, for, I'm assuming this guy to say to explain to Lucy what he's thinking. I picture it like when I invited people to the wedding and sometimes people would say like, you know, oh, you want me to go? And I'm like, what a weird fucking back question. And it's like, no. Then it becomes, at least it feels like it becomes something like, I'm putting you out of your way. You don't have to come. I don't care. Obviously, I want you there. So does that mean I really care? In the end, I'm not going to miss you because there's so many people. But yes, I want you. But don't even imply you have to change your schedule. That's probably, I picture that could be, you're giving me a little look, Hunter, but I picture that's no, what's going on with this couple.
I picture these people asking you if they should go to your wedding.
Yeah.
Seems like a weird
people do that kind of thing. People do that.
Oh, because it's going to take me out of the way. How important is it to you? Like how you ask people to say how many shits they give about the email, except yeah. way bigger.
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it's not as flat out that's rude crazy. Like you just said. But yeah, that's. I'm like, I don't even know what you're asking. Here's the fucking invite. Decide.
I'm on your side. You get that, right?
Yeah. Is it? But okay. Yeah, this is them. Is it important if I go? Like, no. So now did I just send you a not invite? What?
This is the problem, I think, across the board with humanity right now is like personal responsibility, you know, not in like a larger sense of like, you know, bootstraps thinking, but just like weighing the pros and cons and like really doing a lot of soul searching about every decision or like, you know, oh, I have to call the restaurant to make a reservation. I don't want to call. I don't want to call the doctor, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, you're invited, yes or no. If the answer is yes, you go. If the answer is no, there's no follow-up. You send a gift and that's it. You don't need anybody to make you feel better about your decision. You are empowered to make your own decision.
Yeah. Why discuss it with me? Discuss it with whatever is hindering you coming.
I wonder if people like you knowing that it was work or out of the way for them. You know, there's Craig doesn't understand this thing, but it recently happened where I said, hey, let's do a Diamond Dog show. Are you available? Let's just throw out some dates tomorrow. And he goes, I can move things around for tomorrow. I'm like, all right, then right there, I want to kill myself, right? But I'm like, okay, exactly. So then another day. It's like, no, tomorrow's, I can make it work. You just found a different way to say the same fucking thing. If it's a thing, we don't have to take my first choice of all of a sudden tomorrow. No, I'm going to make it work. Like, it's really implied you're going to make it work for me and not us. And I don't owe you after this. We both have fun doing it. Do you know that?
You're not doing me any favors. Like, we're collaborating. Like, if the answer is yes, I'm going to take yes for an answer. Right. And I'm not going to interpret that, you know.
And later he tried to explain because I made fun of it. And then he's like, well, I was going to go to a baseball game, but I was able to change that. I'm like, okay, still stand by my points. Do you want to go to the game now?
Wait, so like, is he kind of saying that you got him out of going to a baseball
game? No, he would have went and he would have liked going. He's saying you win this round. Now, I feel like it's like I'm supposed to be flattered. I was chosen over these people. That's the way it sounds like. I need to recognize that. That's what it sounds like to me.
I feel like we know how Another Diamond Dogs is going to start with a nice big old fight about misunderstanding again. Keith, that's not what I meant. You said, and I quote, and I printed it out because you know I did. What was, in silent trailers this weekend? Keith printed out Craig's back and forth with him on text to share with us throughout the show. To show evidence
that he loved Unbearable Likeness of Being, and it was glorious and fantastic.
So fun being
one of the best comedies ever made. And I'm like, but also he would have just started like, hey, this movie's the fucking best. That was obviously an attacking thing. He doesn't go, hey, here's a thought on a movie I saw. He obviously heard me think Nicolas Cage is very not fun and that movie was horrendous. And he was deliberately attacking me. And then I'm like, well, now we got a game. Because this is one of the greatest comedies of all time. Okay, you know what? Mike Lawrence just happened to cancel Silent Trailers. Can you be on it, please, you piece of shit? And then he was nice enough to be on it. And then we went over the texts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep. Yeah, and the poll, up with it.
It was very intense.
The poll for Lucy, and that's not to be confused with Lucy Poll.
Hello.
Am I right?
Hello. The poem for Lucy was, do you think Lucy should go to Arkansas for Christmas? 40%.
If she wants to.
Keep in mind, she doesn't want to. The poll results are 40% yes, 60% no. I think I picked no for her, but I would.
I'm going to be controversial. I said yes. Well,
because you want Lucy to have a bad time.
Everybody should have to go with Lucy.
And you
voted yes.
And you told me that off mic. You said, I have a vendetta against Lucy. I don't want her to have a good weird time. Places. Yeah, I don't want her to have a good time. So, yeah, she should go. Okay, let's move on.
Yes.
Episode 3,000.
By the way, I apologize before we flip the switch over here. How shocking we got to hear from Vincent Garcia after all this time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. To say, what's with the PC bullshit?
Right. I remember that. And
what did we think as a listener?
I didn't really understand.
Right. Yes.
Like, not an emotional level, but on a logic level.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It just seems illogical to me to say to someone, why aren't you like you were? And it's like, well, because time has passed.
Right.
Why aren't you like you were?
Fuck you, I am. Okay.
Okay. You know.
Remember when you wanted to change? Why?
Just like, man, you don't swear at, you don't say racial slurs or gay slurs anymore. Why not? Like, because I stopped.
Admit you miss it. Just admit to me, Keith, that you miss it.
Yeah. Admit it was funnier when you, when you didn't have any context for what you were saying. It's sort of like when I was growing up, in Massachusetts, I used to say wicked all the time. Like,
really?
That's wicked stupid. He went wicked fast. I'm wicked excited. I said it earnestly all the time. And then when I moved to New York in college, everybody kind of made fun of me. So I sort of stopped and nobody else was saying it. So it was just like a natural thing to stop. Yeah. And now whenever I say it, I have like the awareness that it's not pure anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, oh, that sucks wicked bad. And then in my head, I'll be like, you just said that, you know? Sort of a similar thing. Like you can't unknow that something is offensive and be like, well, I've decided I don't care. Every time you say it with that awareness, you know? Right. And then that's making a decision. So that's not like just carefree, non-PC. That's an active rebuke of what you consider PC, which is a different thing than like the glory days where no one cared. Right. You know, like you can't just
the glory days just hit me.
You can't unlearn it. You know, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Well, I mean, people change. Like, I remember I used to only speak Hebrew and shit my pants. That's different.
That's wicked gross, Emda.
It's wicked me.
But yeah, I don't see the point of like valorizing a prior ignorance. It doesn't seem worth it to me.
Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Vincent, please write in again to follow up and share your thoughts on what you learned from Bianca just now.
Or you can just do a quiet reflection with yourself. That's also an option. Yeah. Okay. Episode 3548. Hoo-ah! With Rojo Perez.
Yes.
Now, Rojo, I love when Rojo's on the show, ho. Mm-hmm. He fits in really well. He's very relaxed. He settles right in. And I feel like the dynamic, just everything clicks when Rojo's on. Mm-hmm. You know, he can give it as much as he can take it. He calls out any awkwardness. Like, hey, remember when you... we're talking about how great it is to ride a bike earlier. Well, here's the thing about me is that I don't know how.
That was so unexpected. I mean, we had like a whole 5 minutes. Keith had to restart his computer and that whole time was bike talk. And we were like, it's such a pleasure. And New York is such a bike city now. And who's not biking? And that's the only way we transport ourselves. Oh my God, have you seen the weather on a bike? I mean, it was... gross. And then I didn't see the note that Keith had because he's the one who checks it. So I Lord. Anyway, what a bad father.
Yeah, just threw him down a hill. We did our best.
Wait, well, that reminds me, Keith, you got taught how to bike.
Yeah, my dad did do something. I feel like, in all fairness, on the very last page of the dad emails book, I wrote, looking back, he did teach me how to ride a bike. The end.
Was he? You couldn't have enjoyed that process.
I would have figured it out.
I would have figured it the fuck out. I think I would. I'd like to think I would have. Yeah, he, you know, he ran with me, and then, you know, me on the bike. He's running beside me, and then he does the trick where I swear he's right next to me, but he's not, and I'm riding by myself. So he did do that. It wasn't fun, but it was worth it to learn how to ride a bike.
This is weird. It's like the only normal moment you had with your dad was yelling at you.
No, because I think I got it right away.
Yeah, that. Okay. I was going to ask you if you got it on the first try to just get him the fuck out of your face.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it pretty fast.
Do you remember learning, Hemda?
No, I don't. And I don't imagine that my father helped me, not as a dig, because my mother did those things. Like, my mother taught us how to drive a car. My mother was around. My father didn't really have those kinds of patience.
Right.
Like, not really. No.
Yeah. My stepdad taught me, and he's like a real sort of mad scientist idea guy sometimes. And he said, oh, I'll tie a rope from the back of my bike to the front of hers, and that will be a good way to keep her rolling along with me.
Stop it.
It wasn't a good way.
No.
Oh, my God. Were you okay? Like, did something happen?
I just fell, and he just didn't notice for, like, a couple seconds too long.
Dragging your bike.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He looks back. Carmela's like, whoa. Doesn't seem like it worked. He's like, oops, well, we'll try something else.
He's like, you're doing it. You're feeling lighter. He turns around. Oh, shit. Worst father like, of the year.
He's like, maybe you'll just have to go in front of me. Like, yeah. Already I'm super sarcastic. I'm like, yeah. I don't think this was the best idea, actually. I'm already a little piece of shit. So that's a funny one. That was a good one. He was so proud of his idea.
Right.
Oh, well, and he had such good intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Rojo just find himself in a park where friends are on bikes or something? I don't know. Like, and then he had that. Do you want to ride this for a bit? Like, no, thanks. I'm good.
I don't know. You want to dig holes sometimes? Like, just kind of.
But I don't have friends that are digging holes around me.
No, right. I think it would be hard if you're like a teenager or a young adult being like, can you teach me how? Like, I can't imagine wanting to be that vulnerable in front of my friends. Personally.
Because I'm teaching a class this summer.
I mean, I would love if he wanted to learn and you did a KTG bike seminar, you know, one pedal at a time, that kind of thing.
Right.
Oh, Pat.
Might be cool. And then, you know, the video feed is just like a GoPro on Rojo's head called Rojo GoPro. And it's just him riding through the city as a novice. Being like, oh,
get out of the bike lane.
Well, at least when we started, like our feet could touch the, you know, the ground. Now, as an adult, your feet aren't supposed to touch the ground. So I can see that being scary if it's the first time you're riding a bike.
Yeah, and you're on tippy toes like that. Yeah. And you're all hunched over if you have like a road bike.
Oh, yeah, I don't get that.
Scary.
That's scary.
A city bike would be good to learn, though.
Yes.
Because it's like a boat.
Yes, that's actually true. It's very heavy. It's very sturdy. Yeah.
And you can sit upright.
That's right.
So anyway, Rojo, him is going to teach you how. You guys can schedule that.
And I would love to.
Xerxes, you can go, I guess, as well. Keith, you don't have to go if
Thank
you don't
you.
Want to.
I
know you have a lot to do.
I got papers.
You guys talked about Morbius and the return of Morbius based on like an internet meme.
They put it back in theaters because they're like, people are talking about it. Let's put it out even as a joke. And it's like, no, we don't want to see it as a joke either.
I have a text saved from months and months and months ago. I took a screenshot of it where it was the first ad I'd ever seen for Morbius.
Okay.
Months ago, and I said to my friend Dory, who knows a lot about stuff, I said, Dory, what is Morbius? Mm-hmm. And she wrote, thank you for asking. Mobius is Jared Leto doing big sickness and then genius level figuring out the cure, but oh wait, the cure is bats.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all I needed to know.
Yeah.
And I think she was right. She hadn't seen it yet, but
it's like we all just watched it together. I wish I had popcorn.
She's right.
The cure is bats.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, I'm excited to see what they do next in the franchise.
They should get nuts. They won't, though. They should put out one right now. Make it in 2 fucking weeks. Charge full price. Call it It's Morbin Time. Don't fuck around with any CGI, but jump on things and go, I'm a vampire from place to place. That'd be hilarious.
I would love it if it was called, oh no, the cure is bats.
And then parentheses, Morbin Time.
And then they're in a lab. The trailer, they're in a lab. He's looking through a microscope, and he goes, "Oh no, the Kira's bats."
And he goes, "We already know that you did bats. Like, right? This is part two."
Shit. The bats are. The cure is bad.
Hey, remember when I figured out the cure is bats? Just checking. Okay. So anyway, let's go get some more bats.
The thing about the cure being bats is that now it's not the cure. Now we have COVID from the bats.
Right. Don't tell anybody I did it.
Oh, boy. Morbius, not again. It's like... Raymond's mom coming in. Morbius, come on.
And he turns to the camera, but as he's turning, he turns into the vampire and then shrugs.
And then it's the Seinfeld music. The cure is bats. What's the deal with the cure? Well, it's bats.
If a bat can save me, why is the bats going to kill me?
And the poll for this episode was also about biking, as I recall.
Can you ride a bike? 5% of the audience cannot.
We should have a KTG day where everyone learns bicycling, because it's very worth it.
Yeah, Bianca said I don't have to go to that.
No, you don't.
Thank you. The fuck? Yeah, okay. And we just have an ambulance on the side, it'll be a hoot.
I know that would require a lot more of a like a liability shield.
It feels it.
Okay, Q&A number 87, gay by choice.
His titles are always a surprise to me, and I find out when I go to the forums, and I'm like, oh, you.
And everybody's squealing to Newsy over text about my roast, which I love because obviously. Mm-hmm. I want to make him laugh. That's the only thing I want to do. And I watched the movie Fire Island as well.
Mm-hmm. And?
I have two more days.
What do you mean?
He said we have to watch it by next Q&A, and I have two more days.
It's really, really good. I co-sign everything that the newsman said, and it was so good. I mean, I think I've said before that Pride and Prejudice is like one of my favorite books of all time. I feel like all creators should reinterpret the story. I'd like a new interpretation quarterly of Pride and Prejudice.
Now, if I don't know from Pride and Prejudice, can I still watch this?
Yes. Okay. That's the beauty of Pride and Prejudice is that an enduring story that you can kind of overlay into modern times with modern situations.
That's another reference that gets brought up in movies all the time.
It's like a
Pride and Prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it is like what, 1800s? It's a book of manners, basically. Is that right to say?
I mean there's definitely
right.
Sorry. There's definitely a lot in there about like what to do in society, like what's the right move.
Yes. Okay. So I was close. Mrs. Bennett.
Yeah, Mrs. Bennett. Mr. Bennett, of course.
Yes.
Sure.
Jane, Lizzie. Mm-hmm. You've got Lydia. You've got Kitty. You've got Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the Bingleys.
This is bullshit. This is like me going to Keith, like Keith's talking about football, and I go, Palomalo, am I right? And he goes, yes, kinda.
No, but like the character in the movie Fire Island that represents Caroline Bingley, who's not even a major character in the book, was just so perfect. It was like, you know, a gay guy on Fire Island, but like being Caroline Bingley from Pride and Prejudice. It was so
shit, I gotta read the book first.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch it again, and I actually got my paperback out.
Did you cry in this and not in Everything Everywhere All the Time?
I was more emotional in this than I was in Everything.
Well, this one talks more about wealth and class, self-knowledge for sure, right?
Yes.
Right.
It does.
If I remember it
right. Palomalo, yeah.
Publication history, right? Shit. God damn it.
You were so close.
I fucked up.
Mr. Bingley.
Mm. Well, though.
Mr. Bingley and Jane. Lizzie and Mr. Darcy. You know, all the pride, all the prejudice. All of it wrapped together in one.
Hey, this movie, Fire Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, are there lesbians in it?
There's a main lesbian.
Hello. Nice. I like that. Okay.
But there was no Lady Catherine de Bourgh analog in the movie Fire Island.
I really. They're keeping that for the sequel.
Yeah, with today's times. Yeah, it's a little much.
And also, I'm just glad that Newsy is okay with his finger.
Yeah. That was scary, right?
Yeah. All I right. mean, I've heard of that happening with people getting bit by cats a lot recently.
It like happened to Morbius.
Oh, wait. The cure is cats. No, like the two people I know had got cat bites and then they had to draw like a circle around it. And if it's there, like if it swells beyond this, you have to go to the ER. And like... same thing, get IV antibiotics and the whole nine. So
that's so scary.
Yeah, everybody chill out with the with the nail chewing and the freaking putting the fingers in the butts.
Yeah. It's a bad
thing. And apparently fingers in cat's mouths. Stop doing that. I'm sure
all the butts germs are all everywhere anyway. You know?
All the time, all at once.
Everywhere, everything, all at once. And then you guys, last week on Keith and the Girl, always a delight to hear from Rod and Karen. You went over how you went camping, Hemda, and you had a run in with the little raccoon guy.
Could not believe it. It's so nerve-wracking. Thank goodness we weren't sleeping and suddenly a fucking raccoon comes in the tent. Like, I didn't really even know that was possible. Here's another reminder. I know I said it on the show, but if you're going to be camping, put your zippers on top, the start of the zipper, because otherwise these little animals with the hands, they're good at opening the tent.
They're very wise. They're very smart. I've only been camping once. I didn't consider that, but now I'm going to. Mm-hmm. But there were raccoons in my building in the wall
what?
At one point. Okay, so above my shower, there's like a vent to the outside and whatever like fencing that was there had come off. And so the raccoons were like making a home right above my shower. So like I would be in the shower and I would hear them partying above my head. And I just, you know, I sort of ignored it for a while. I was like, yeah, you know, that's just the sound of when the shower is. And then, you know, there's some stuff happening above. And that's just what it is. That's what it's going to be, you know, New York. And then finally the landlord and the super came and they like had to extract this family of raccoons from above my shower and put a new little fence on the vent. So
that's so scary. And somebody had to discover it too. Like, oh, let's see what's happening. Oh shit.
Yeah.
And like Keith said, they look like they're wearing the robber masks. It's so weird. They're so fucking cute.
But imagine I'm in the shower and then all of a sudden a raccoon busts through the ceiling and lands on my head.
I'm never taking a shower again.
Everything, everywhere, all at once. Scene.
Hello. The other boring scene. Ratatouille.
Raccoony? Raccoon? I forget what they called it. You guys also went over the poll that you did about how many sex partners people had.
Mm-hmm.
And I did some math on mine for this episode. This is real.
Okay.
Versus Jerome and the Benny and the Jets.
Gotcha.
So
I kind of each blowjob is 0.1.
I've averaged 1.125 sexual partners per year that I've been sexually active.
Okay.
So
it's an even number.
I think then we fall in the same range then. I picked 11 to 20.
Bingo. 11 to 20.
Whoa! Yep. Whoa!
Slutting it up out there.
Wow! Whoa! Hello! Wow!
Hello.
Whoa!
Well, not to in my day you, but in my day, I would have been considered a slut. That's all it took, folks. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, 16 people over the span of 18 years.
Holy shit.
So
seems fair.
An absolute, sexual just dynamo.
What would they call you in Pride and Prejudice days?
Pride.
They would call me a woman of the night or something, right. Right. Like an easy one of the girls in Gloucestershire, mm-hmm. or in Gretna Green, getting married to all these dudes.
Palomala.
But yeah, no, and I will disclose another thing, which is that it's been over 2 years for me.
Yeah. So you really packed in the time back then. Keep that in mind, folks.
I guess that's true. Makes you me have even more of a slut.
You have a couple years to balance out. Now it's just one per year average. Now you can begin to continue that one per year average.
I don't have any emotional attachment to the number, but I think that the knowledge that it's been over 2 years is that's daunting to me. That seems like a really long time.
It is a long time, but right? Of course, because you're a physical body and you have some wants, but how does it feel to you?
Well, for a while, it didn't feel like anything. Everything was nowhere. At no time. I was like a floating brain and my body was just like a place where doctors told me poking and it was bad times. Yeah,
like it was the factory and it's like you're just.
Yeah. I for a long time, I just felt totally divorced from my body. Like I was sharing it with all these medical people and it was just trying to kill me and I didn't really care about it. Or I didn't really perceive that I could derive pleasure from having it anymore.
Do you think now that you've had a break from you just said you kind of are not in that tough spot, like less pain, and you're working out. I find that working out kind of jumpstarts that, because we joined the gym for a minute and then COVID spiked and then now I'm scared to go to the gym. And so, but I noticed it ups my libido. Can you say libido for females?
Is your libido jingling in that I don't have to meet you in the hospital to date you now? And I know that you don't have a period. Why not? Why not fuck? You seem like a catch.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
was,
no.
It was a very interesting interpretation.
I really appreciate that. That's so nice. Yeah. I'm not blushing at all or turning red or being embarrassed. I'm actually really cool with talking about it because I know how to be open and I know that it's okay to have sexuality and it's not shameful.
Right.
So this is something I'm working on. Newsy, you inspire me. but no, I want a definite switch was flipped in myself
because of Fire Island.
I was like, oh, okay, there she is again.
Wow,
there she is again.
The pinata scene, or what? What do you think did it
in Fire Island?
Then the Everything Everywhere.
I think when the husband is fighting with the fanny pack, that was pretty hot.
But wow, that's got to be something, but also like a little nerve wracking, because I think there's like sort of a safe space to not wanting sex. Now I don't have to pursue it. Now, like, I don't have to be vulnerable. Right. So now it's like, oh, fuck, I want this again. Maybe.
Right. Yeah. I do. Yeah. But then also, like, I don't know. I feel like I need to create like a PR package for myself with regard to like the whole ordeal, you know?
It does feel that way now because you have to write a bio and like be ready for your elevator pitch. Like, it feels like dating has become that. Like,
and it's
find
not-
the one picture that's current enough, but like decent enough angle, but doesn't make you look too perfect because then they'll be disappointed in real life. Like, that's
right.
That's tricky.
And it's not. Like, I don't want to lie to anyone. And I am not looking for like a relationship, like a boyfriend or anything like that right now at all. But I just, it's very hard to think of like a cool, casual way to say, well, I haven't had sex in 2 years because I almost died from cancer. So would you want to be the
have a,
you know what,
first
perfect
one
timing
to-
perfect timing, because there are still some people who believe that the pandemic not only happened but is still happening, so there might be other people in a scenario where it's like, I've been scared of human beings for a couple of years, I've been scared to touch them, I've been scared to be near them. Maybe this pandemic could work for your sex drive.
She doesn't want a fruitcake. No, come on. You got to you got to be a man. Come on. I have a website for you. SNIF at take this down.
Okay.
F.
I got my pen.
IES.
Sniffles.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
Let's see what's there. See what's going on.
Yeah. Might as well just stick my finger in my own butt and call it a day.
You can meet these guys literally in a toilet. I don't think they're going to mind a little cancer. Okay?
Well, I don't know about that. Anyway, whatever. For another day.
Right,
enough about me. We don't talk about me in the show. We talk about the episodes, and that's
I would
that's
think
it.
You were a superhero. And like, oh, and you're dating now? That's great. Your body fucking blasted through this shit, and you're on the other side with your fantastic brains and beauty, and now you're like, ah, but I have to tell someone I have cancer. That's it? That's what you got for me? You got cancer, you didn't kill anyone, you haven't been, you know what I mean?
Also, why do you gotta tell him? He's not telling you shit.
I guess,
you know,
that's
what I mean?
True. I've tried to like not tell people as like a experiment, and then something will come up and it will be like, I'm so sorry.
It's so well timed though.
It is well timed.
It is so well timed.
It's like a birthday blower.
And then I told them, excuse me one moment.
My God, I'm so sorry. Anyway, all that to say, something's happening here.
Yes.
What it is ain't exactly clear.
Hmm.
Newsy said, there's a man with a gun over there telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, pull our pants down. Everybody knows what's going round. Sex. And my helicopter butt plug thing that I invented earlier. And... GigsOfTheGirl.com.